book of Luke, please, and looking at, again, soul winning. Our theme this year is across the street, across the sea, and we've been studying on Thursday nights soul winners in the Bible and how they witnessed and lessons we can learn from them. And we've so far studied the Lord and his testimony. But in Luke chapter number 19, we're going to look tonight at Jesus and him being a soul winner and dealing with Zacchaeus. And now, we look so far at Jesus and his soul winning with Nicodemus. Nicodemus, to the best of our knowledge, didn't get saved that night, but he would later, and he would accept the Lord. And then we looked at the woman at the well, and she got saved immediately when Jesus witnessed with her. Then we looked last week at the rich young ruler. Jesus witnessed to him, and he walked away not getting saved. And we looked at lessons we can learn from that as well. Now we're going to look at Zacchaeus. I'll do a spoiler. Zacchaeus does get saved. And but it took some time, as in, like, he spent the whole day with him. And it took some time to speak with him and share these things. And to the best of our knowledge and studying, what we're about to read takes place from the timeline when Jesus is approaching Jerusalem towards the end of March. He's in Jericho. And so let's read this text real quick, and then we'll look at the example, Jesus and his soul winning with Zacchaeus. In Luke chapter 19, verse number 1, it says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Let's look again, same outline that we've done every week, and same points, and let's look at it again, all right? Number one, we'll start with the sinner. All right, let's look at Zacchaeus, the one to whom he is going to be a witness to. Zacchaeus is quite a character. Interesting man. All of you want to sing the song, don't you?
Right.
All right, I want to too, right? He was a wee little man. But, you know, we, you know, I just want to, it's in our head, so we might as well address it, right? He was quite a character, and it's really important that we catch this tonight about Zacchaeus and the one that Jesus is going to be a soul winner to. I want you to just jot down a few things about the sinner, Zacchaeus. Number one, he was hated. He was hated. It says there in verse number two, Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. Publicans were hated by the Jews. They were hated. He was a tax collector, as Matthew was. The Romans, what they would do in these systems is they would get someone who is native to that area, and so in this case, a Jew, and they chose Zacchaeus and gave him this opportunity, and he was hired to be the tax collector. He was given a lot of power. He usually had armed soldiers that hung near him. He would use his power and authority to not just collect taxes, but quite often, charge a little extra. And because he could pretty much demand whatever he tallied up was their bill. People didn't have much of a say. Because of that, because tax collectors were hated, they usually took advantage of that because they didn't have any friends, so they might as well use everybody around them. And with merchants, it was very common back then that with the merchants, when they had to pay their taxes, that the tax collector, like Zacchaeus, would make some accusations against the merchant owner and say, you know, I won't report this if you give me a little extra hush money. And it was corrupt. They stole from people. And Zacchaeus was, we know that Zacchaeus did that because he's going to address that after he gets saved. He's going to get right with those that he took from. But he was despised. The Jews didn't like him because he was corrupt and he collaborated with the Gentiles. He just wasn't a good guy and no one liked him. He was hated. Not only was he hated, but he was high class. He was rich. Verse number 2 says at the end of verse number 2, and he was rich. He was very wealthy. It's interesting to contrast him and what we looked at last week with the rich young ruler, who obviously he was rich too. He went away because he would not part with his great possessions. Zacchaeus gets saved, and the first thing he does is he parts with his great possessions, right? And because his heart was right and he wouldn't have a false god, and where the rich young ruler did. But going into this story, Zacchaeus loved his money. He loved his possessions. He loved his life. He would have been like just every other rich person. He was very self-sufficient. He was self-built. He was dependent on no one. But there was something inside of him, just like the rich young ruler, that was curious. Right. I have all of this stuff and something's still not right. Right. And so we see that he was hated. We see that he was high class. Number 3, we see that he was handicapped. It says there at the end of verse number 3, well, it says verse 3, he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little a stature. He was a wee little man, right? Zacchaeus was small. Probably what they call today a midget, a dwarf. And I'm not going to say much else about that. I struggle there. But in any case, it's a long story. He was different. He looked different than everybody else. He knew he's different. Everyone else knew he was different. And because of his handicap, he wasn't accepted because of all the things. He was hated, rich, and handicapped. People didn't treat him with much respect at all. Even when he wanted to see, people wouldn't let him in the front. Stay in the back, buddy. He could not see because he was a short stature. He's the kind of guy that when he'd be out in public, no one would want to sit by him. He was never invited over to anybody's house. And while we see people like that and think, you know, well, they're handicapped, I know human people. He was hurt too. Right. You live a life where everyone hates you and you're different than everybody else. But he was hated, he was high class, he was handicapped, but he was hopeful. Right. Verse number 3 says, he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was the pass that way. He was hopeful in this. He wanted to see Jesus. Right. Now, I don't know how much salvation he was thinking, but he was curious. The Bible just says that he wanted to see who he was, right? See Jesus, who he was. Maybe he had heard salvation. I don't know. I really can't say that. I just think he was intrigued by this man, Jesus. He's performing miracles. He literally, right outside Jericho, blind man's going to be healed. He was blind from birth. And he wanted to see who Jesus was. And I like what you see in his life, the sinner. He was persistent. When people said, stay in the back, he found a way. He wanted to see Jesus. He was persistent. He planned. He ran before. He realized, all right, this is the path Jesus has taken. So he ran on ahead and climbed up in the tree and was ready for when the Lord passed that way. And he was pretty bold. If you want a letter that alliterates, he was pert. But he was pretty bold to do all these things because he knew who he was. And he finds himself in this tree waiting on the Lord. That's the sinner. That's who he was. He was hated. He was different. He was rich. But he was hopeful. He wanted to meet Jesus. Then we have the soul winner. The soul winner. I like just a couple thoughts here about the soul winner. Number one, talking about Jesus now, he recognized the man that was hated. He recognized the man that was hated. Now, I want you to catch this tonight, please. When Jesus walked up, he did something. He looked up in that tree and he called him by name.
Amen.
He knew who he was.
Right.
Yeah. Zacchaeus couldn't believe that he knew who he was. Because everyone else in Jericho hated him. Everyone else ignored him. Everyone else would have avoided him. But Jesus took the time to stop and speak to him and recognized him. Because, and we know at the end of the story, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And Zacchaeus, as much as he was hated, as much as he was different, as much as he was odd, as much as he chose a very wrong profession, God loved him. And there's all kinds of people in this society that we're going to meet, all right? They're going to be out there, and there's some people, there are some lost people, it's not hard to like them. They're kind. They're giving. There's good people. Doesn't mean they're going to heaven. The good people. There are other people in society, they're not good people. You wouldn't dare leave your kids alone in their presence. You'd watch over. You probably would be very careful about your testimony being around them and the things that they're involved in. But they are just as much a soul that the Lord loves as anyone else. Whether they're sitting on their front porch or in a ditch drunk, God loves them. And God loved Zacchaeus. He loved a man that was hurting, it was different, it was hated, but he knew he was seeking the truth. And so the Lord spoke to him. The soul winner, number one, recognized the man that was hated, but here's number two, listen to this. He requested to go to the man's house. He says there, he came and he looks up and he says, "Make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house." Oh, wow.
Amen.
How that would have changed this man. Nobody ever wanted to go with him. And to have Jesus want to spend time with him, and to have Jesus who desired to go to his house, which, by the way, made everybody else in the city a little oof, right?
Yeah.
How could this guy, they murmured, the Bible says in verse number 7, they murmured that he had gone to be a guest with that man. Because that man is what?
A sinner.
A sinner. How can you, Jesus, go sit in that guy's house? And they were offended by this. But understand the soul winner here. He desired, he sacrificed his time. He would spend the entire day there. He sat with him, even though of his sin issues and his problems that he had. And now listen real close to what I'm about to say. He would not, Jesus never would, never did, join in someone's sin. But he did try to reach the sinner. Jesus would go to his house, and I'm just going to make this as a side point here. Jesus would go to Zacchaeus' house, not that Zacchaeus was doing this, right? But he wouldn't have gone to the bar and sat with him. There's a difference. And we as Christians, we have to understand that, right? But he went to his house, and he sat with him. Now, here's what's interesting. The Bible doesn't record anything that Jesus says. Nothing. But I think there's a really important lesson that I want you to get tonight. There's not a word recorded that Jesus said because I'm sure the Lord said the perfect words. But what changed Zacchaeus is the fact that he knew Jesus cared. Young people, listen to what I'm about to say. It's really important. Adults too. Sometimes in school, there's people that are just not quite right. They're a little weird. Who are you to belittle them? Sometimes people have handicaps. Sometimes they struggle. Sometimes they have issues. God loves them, and so should you. You see, what changed this person's life, what happens a lot, and this is, I believe, because I know humans. I think Zacchaeus was hated and did all the bad things that he did, because that a lot of times is what you see with people that struggle. Struggle with acceptance. Struggle with being the odd one out. Struggle with not being like everybody else. We have on Sunday people that will come and sit in our church. And you know what? They all didn't come from a house that had prayer that morning and have a suit and tie on. Some of them don't have a mom and dad living at home. Some of them hear cursing as they're walking out the door. Some of them are told when they get back home that they're worthless, that they're dumb, that they have no purpose, and they hear that every day of their life. The one place they should find a refuge is around God's people. And the one place where they should find that they're loved is around God's people. And Zacchaeus, for the first time in his life, and I believe it opened his heart to whatever Jesus had to say to him. But what opened his heart is here is someone who is a Jew that knew his name, that gave him the time of day, that went and sat with him. I mean, a lot of times, you got people like Coy. He's always been in a cool crowd. Coy's cool. He's got the stash. He's cool, right? In high school, he was a cool crowd, right? And there's always the cool crowd, and that's okay. Right. You can't help it. You're born with massively great looks, and right, Coy, right? I mean, that's life. Some people just have a personality. They get along with everybody. Right. That's life. Some people don't. But it's our responsibility to make sure we love them and sit with them and talk to them as much as we do all of our other cool friends. You say, yeah, you get them kids. I'm not talking to the kids. There's people here on Sunday. They weren't dressed like Sean. Sean had a suit on. Looking awesome. No, he actually wasn't in church Sunday. Never mind. You were a heathen. There you go, yeah. Had he been here, though, he'd had a suit on, looking all good, right? There was people that sat right here in the middle section. Haven't been in church in years. We had one visitor this past Sunday, or the week before, this Sunday, yeah. He had never been to church ever in his life. 19 years old. Never been to a church. Some of our other folks had to tell him, right, this is Sunday school. Here's what we're going to do. Right? And explain how churches, we're going to sing, we're going to, preacher's going to get up and talk for about 5 minutes. And anyway, they were telling him all these things. And they were explaining church to him. Right. I'm glad that a couple in the church sat by them. I'm glad they explained that. I'm glad they didn't sit here in an auditorium by themselves. Look for them. Because a lot of times, people like this, and I've watched it with teens for a long time, when they don't feel this acceptance and they don't feel this love, they act out. They want to be the center of attention. They're constantly doing things to make you say, please be quiet, because that's the only reaction they can get from you. And maybe if you love them and treated them with like the Lord treated people, they might calm down. Just trying to help us tonight, right? Just trying to help us tonight, right? If Jesus would have walked by, if Jesus wouldn't have said his name, if Jesus wouldn't have taken the day to go spend at his house. And I believe more, and I'm not belittling the words, and absolutely he shared the gospel with him. There's no doubt in my mind. But he listened because he knew he cared. And that's what changed Zacchaeus' life. And we have to keep this in mind, soul winning. Sometimes we knock on doors and they come out, and you know, nice looking family and, you know, nice home. And, you know, we're just like, boy, these are good people, right? They need the Lord. Yes, they do. So do those drug addicts. So do those slummy areas. So does the prostitute. So does the drug addict. So does the alcoholic. They need the Lord. So you see the sinner and you see the soul winner. Simply stated, what Jesus did was he recognized that man that was hated. It's really important. And he requested to spend time at that man's house. Well, let's look at the steps. Same steps, right? We have five steps every week. What are the steps of soul winning? There needs to be sowing, hearing, conviction, repentance, and faith, which then is regeneration. Well, how do we see that? The sowing, well, again, we don't have the words. But again, Zacchaeus knew that Jesus cared. And that love and that compassion and that care opened the heart of Zacchaeus. And I believe one of the greatest things that was sowed in Zacchaeus' life was someone who cared about him. So there was a sowing, there was the hearing. I know he listened. I can't tell you what was said, but Jesus spent an entire day at his house. They didn't sit there and stare at the wall. And there was a change in Zacchaeus' life. So he took the time to sit with Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus listened. And why did he care for what Jesus had to say? Because he knew that Jesus cared. So he listened to him. There was sowing, there was hearing, there was conviction. We read about it. Verse number 8 says, and Zacchaeus stood. I don't know why. It's my demented mind. It always makes me smirk when I read that. Because he was short and little and he stands. Never mind. Right. But Zacchaeus stood. And he said to the Lord, behold, Lord, that's important. First, he was just trying to find out who this Jesus was. He's Lord. Amen. Half of my goods I give to the poor. And he said, if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. He realized he had done wrong. He realized that he had sinned. And he admitted that he was a sinner. So you see the sowing, the hearing, the conviction, and the repentance and faith. We know that he received Christ. He turned from his wicked ways. There was a change in his life. Jesus would make this statement, this day is salvation come to this house. Amen. He repented of his sin. He received Christ. That is salvation. He no longer was going to steal and rob people. Now he had a heart to give to people. That's repentance. A change. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. When someone gets saved, there ought to be a change in that life. And there was a big change in his life. And then there was regeneration. We see it in the fact that he was a changed man and that Jesus proclaimed that salvation came to that house. Can I also point this out real quick? In this point, Jesus never asked him to go pay everybody back. He knew he needed to, because he was a changed man. No one asked him to go pay back. Zacchaeus wanted to go pay back, because salvation will change you. So we've had Nicodemus, who the Lord witnessed to, and he would get saved later. The woman at the well, the Lord witnessed to, and she got saved right then. The rich young ruler, who the Lord witnessed to, and he walked away not getting saved. And now you have Zacchaeus, who I think because of his hard heart and his hatred and bitterness in his heart, the Lord knew the only way I'm going to reach him is spend an entire day with him. And Zacchaeus knew this man cares for me. And that opened his heart to a gospel message. Amen. May everyone we try to reach with the gospel, whether they receive it or not, may they know we care. And we have no prejudices against anyone we try to witness to. Let's pray. God, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to study your word on this topic. I pray that, Lord, you just please help us, Lord, to be conscious of our soul winning. And, Lord, may we take the patterns that Jesus gave us and apply them to our life. And, Lord, help us, Lord, to be the soul winner we should be. There are probably, no doubt, in all of our lives, people that they just aren't kind. We all probably have people in our life that don't get along with others. They may be different. They may be odd. Help us to love them. May they know we love them. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Let's please stand.